Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's the Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Hello. Thank you for joining us for the 24/7, brought to you, of course, by the New Hampshire Army National Guard. Call 1-800-GO-GUARD, everybody. 1-800-GO-GUARD. Yes.
So I saw this article.
Yes.
Where it was on, I didn't get it from Reddit. I got it from one of our services, talking about how a family during Christmas time announced that they were going to have a child, and their in-laws were all there. And then a major argument broke out. Because some family members felt like, yeah, I don't see that. Why do you have to get the father's last name?
Is this
wait, what?
Is this the part of Reddit? It's the On the Asshole segment of part of they have a segment called
I don't know. I'm getting it from one of our services, but and basically, should kids automatically get dad's last name? This couple is already fighting about it, and the child's not even born yet.
Yeah, I know some people that have made the mother's maiden name the middle name because they don't want to lose that connection. I love Jeff. I love my kids. But I hate that there's no Myers left. My dad had two girls. There's no one to carry on the name, and it sucks. And Roadkill, you, I'm sure, feel that at least you have some nephews that are McDonald's.
Yes, yeah. Right? My brother has three boys, and I had two girls. So, yeah.
But we don't have anybody. We're done.
I will tell you, Laura, that when the kids are born, I wanted them to have, there was never a discussion as to what their last name would be. Okay. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't because I put my foot down. It was just because Valerie, yeah, that was just the way mm-hmm. it was, whatever. But I 100% agree with what you're saying.
It sucks. There's nobody to continue my last name.
I don't want to give up. I want my kids to be named after me, but I also understand why Valerie would want them to have been named parents. She didn't, but if she made that argument,
has the name been carried on? Is there other...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I never really thought about it, and it didn't really bother me. I'm not a spiritual or religious person, but that's what I was blessed with two girls.
Well, you are. You just pray to Satan.
Yeah.
That's religion.
So I wasn't really that upset about it. And at the same time, I knew that there are other, in our family, other McMullins out there carrying on the name. But I wasn't.
Tyler is the, that's it. Oh, because I have four sisters.
His last name is McMullin.
No, his last name's not McMullen. It's Kretschmar. Oh, damn it. Tyler and my nephew Hunter are the only two males to carry on the Kretschmar name. My sisters all have their different married names, so mm-hmm. that nobody's carrying on the name nobody's carrying on the name. But that was a big deal. But if Valerie said, I told Valerie she didn't have to give up her last name. I said, honey, if you want to keep your name, that's totally fine with me. I totally understand that.
Yeah.
I tell that to Amy all the time. You can keep your name.
But there was never a conversation about naming the kids.
Kids, that.
Her last name.
Did it bother you enough that you would have said something to Jeff? Or no?
No, I didn't. And it just because I also, I like the fact that we all have the same last name. I have female friends that have chose to keep their last name, and then their last name's not the same as their kids.
Oh my God, what do they do?
Well, no, it's just to me, I want to be...
I want to share
the same last name as my kids. I'm sorry.
I
that's
know.
Just so,
you don't have to apologize for anything.
No, but Kelly,
right,
hey, smartass over there.
If you have a daughter, she's going to get married and she's going to lose her last name. What's the big deal?
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Maybe let's say, all right, let's take Kate, for instance, right?
Yeah.
Let's say Kate is going to get married, but she doesn't want to give up her last name.
Right. But then what if the husband wants, when she has kids, wants to obviously have the same...
Yeah, they got to come to that decision. But right. I understand. Just like I said to Valerie, it was an actual conversation. If you want to just stay Valerie Kretschmar, go ahead. You should. You have every.
You mean her maiden
name? Her maiden name. Yeah. Her name is her name was Valerie Perrin. And if you want to keep that as your name and not take my last name, it doesn't matter.
There's
to
no
me.
Part of you that feels a little bit like you're not hurt, but it kind of sucks. But like you might have to explain it to somebody who's older. That doesn't get it.
No, I didn't because them. Right. I'm marrying her, and I did have that discussion where if you want to have your last name and keep it, I have no problem with it. Now the discussion at that point didn't go to when we have kids because if it would have come to that, I would have said I really want the kids to have my last name. I would have
put up a fight for that.
Well. I would have. I don't know if I would have put. I would have mentioned it, and yes, I would have been willing to discuss it.
Split them,
but
she gets one, you get the other.
Yeah, I don't. That would have been a tough spot, and I did worry about that. But if Valerie wanted her last name, I would have let her keep it. Obviously, because who am I to say? I've always thought that was weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it stinks that
you don't get to keep your identity.
Right?
Did you? Do you keep Laura Meyer Boyce? Because Valerie's name.
No, your identity is your identity. It's not your name.
I agreed. Well, I mean, to some people it is.
But to some people, it is.
What about people with Irish heritage? Why is their heritage part of their identity? If their heritage is part of their identity, so is their name.
It's important to both, but it's not, in the end, there's so many problems in life that you have to deal with. I ain't going to sit there and worry about my last name.
So then you could have taken your wife's last name.
Whatever.
No.
But then you would no longer be Kelly Charles Brown III. You just got rid of it, and that was a piece of
history. I just think
you're
downplaying it a little bit. I mean...
Stupid.
You think it's stupid?
No, I don't. I was just trying to get you going.
Because...
but I do know. There's too many problems. I don't care. I really don't care about the name.
I think...
Now, if I had to change my last name, yeah, I can see how it's an issue for a woman who's always had the same name. Yeah.
I saw it up close and personal, man, where a couple... I told you this before, when I was DJing a wedding, she didn't want to give up her last name. He didn't want to give up his last name, right? So instead of keeping their own name, which would have been perfectly fine, they legally combined the two names.
It was like half and half, right?
Into one word and didn't tell the people and their parents attending the wedding. And let's just say it was... Smith and Ball, they changed the name to
Small.
Or whatever, whatever it was. You know what I mean? And when they walked out, and I, as the DJ, had to introduce them, and I said, they've combined both of their names.
Well, people like,
holy shit.
Not the time to unveil that one.
Holy shit.
Roadkill and Laura, you'd be McMeyer.
Talk about not reading the room. McMeyer. It did not go over well. It did not go over well. And, I tried to say, are you sure everybody's going to be cool with this? You know, and they thought, hey, they can do what they want. Mm-hmm. But as far as older people, you had asked about older people.
I spent the rest of the dinner probably just talking about that.
They
I
didn't,
can't believe it.
They did not. It was not received well. That was a problem right there.
But, I mean, I don't mean it. Like, as a woman, aren't you kind of expecting that is what's going to happen?
For some women, it's exciting to change the name, but I understand.
But I was always, you know, my nickname was Oscar for the longest time, or people called me Meyer, and then it's like, oh, now I'm Boyce, and I...
Well, my mom took her middle name, got rid of it, and put... Her name is Sandra Davison growing up, so she became Sandra Davison Brown.
Yeah.
So
Valerie is legally Valerie Perrin Kretschmar.
So you just kept your regular middle name, didn't put the Meyer in there?
Nope. I'm Laura Jeanette Boyce.
There was a woman, a politician for a long time, and I think in the Portsmouth area, and her name was Dudley. And,
Dudley.
Yeah, and she married a guy named Dudley, whose last name was Dudley. So her name became...
Oh, I know a Kelly.
Dudley.
Yeah.
Which is...
My first girlfriend, I don't know if she's my girlfriend, but I had a crush on her. Fifth grade.
So she didn't know she was dating you?
Right. But her name was Kelly. And we would have been, you know, had we grown up to Kelly Browns.
Yeah, yeah. I know Kelly Kelly.
That's true. That's true. Kelly, that's
she
right.
didn't
we
know
the same name.
She didn't know.
She never even went out with you, but there you were
we
talking about marriage.
Mutual crush.
Yeah,
I believe.
Yeah. Did it ever come to fruition? No. Did you ever go on a date?
No.
Okay.
No. At least
any road food?
First kiss.
Any road food?
No.
Honk. Honk him.
Yeah.
Honk him.
No.
Okay.
Fifth grade.
Just checking. Just checking. Honking happens in the fifth grade.
Although some in Seabrook in fifth grade.
Okay. There you go.
Our parents.
You mean our parents?
I thought you meant our.
Our parents.
Yeah, I'm not going to address that. I'm going to go right past that. Yeah, I would. That's a touchy situation. I saw that article, and that is a that's a touchy situation.
Yeah.
Doing that, there's no question.
It's sad. It was sad to give up my last name. Like really, just then you have to go stand at the Social Security office, and you're like, I'm here to get rid of Meyer, and you're like, oh.
There's another article today that we never got a chance to talk about. After spending 4 years in the foster care system, three siblings in New Hampshire have found their forever home. They were a New Hampshire woman, adopted three siblings who have been in foster care for 4 years.
Oof.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Named Jennifer, became their foster parent in 2019, fell in love with Jonathan, Madeline, and Benjamin. As soon as she met him, they weren't legally available for adoption then, but as soon as they could be, she filed for adoption and she got them. So that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful story right there.
Very nice. I did have this dude
Holy
here.
Crap. These are all, like Scotty said, we work with companies that will provide us with, you know, news in a bundle, so to speak, to make it easy to go through stuff. You know what I mean? Kind of thing. And there's just another story out of New Hampshire. New Hampshire couple married for 72 years. Your parents, their anniversary is today.
Yes, 59.
These people have been married for 72 years. They were reunited after COVID, kept them apart for a year. They could not see each other for a year.
Yeah, he wasn't complaining.
Stop it.
They said, actually, he probably will live longer
They
now.
Both came down with coronavirus. They both recovered, eager to get close again. During the last year, they had socially distant visits at the retirement home, but now they can finally get back together again. That's pretty cool.
He's like, what's everybody complaining about?
Yeah.
I'm good.
It was the best year
I'm
of
good.
My life.
I'm good over here.
Best year of my life.
I just posted on my page. I just posted something that I brought up at the end of the show, and you have to be old to remember it. Are you old enough to remember the KTEL records? You know the record collections that they used to offer on TV, Laura. Like they'd say, this album has 50 different hits from different artists.
Well, I did like. My baby loves love. My baby
right.
loves.
But there was always like a record with like 20 hits.
Beach, it became baby, the beach baby. There, I can
this
remember
is music.
The. Yeah, those are songs I'm singing.
Right.
It was an infomercial that must have played on a show I watch all the time because I can remember song into song to song
right.
of that.
Exactly how they come across. Let me just
it
say
was the times.
The Time Life.
Time Life. Yeah.
Yep.
70s. I bought all that stuff. And the one of the most iconic that I bought, I just found the original commercial that made it a household name / joke.
Freedom and, Rock, dude.
What'd you say?
It's Freedom Rock, dude.
Hey, man, is that Freedom Rock?
Yeah, man.
Well, turn it up, man.
These two hippies sitting outside of a man. Oh, hey, man. It's great, man. The OJs. Love Train. Call 1-800-248-68000.
Turn it down, man. Hey, man, remember the good old days? You know, war, protest.
Going to jail.
Well, man, we found this new...
Going to jail?
The hell is that?
Going to jail,
going to jail,
bro.
Remember that?
And he's reading the newspaper. Two hippies, like they're sitting outside the back of a van. They got headbands on with long scarves and stuff and those cool shirts.
It's got all those great songs we used to groove to back then. Just listen.
Dude, the worst fake eyebrows. I mean, terrible. Absolutely terrible. But what has two thumbs and went out and bought that shit as soon as he saw the TV commercial?
This guy!
Oh, boy.
Right here. I bought it. You know it.
You know it.
$19.99. You know I bought that S. Oh, my God.
That's a great song.
Birds.
If I leave here tomorrow,
Rock
has it all, man. 40 original rock hits by the original artists. On 4 records, 3 cassettes, or 2 CDs. Here's more.
Oh, God, you got to watch it. It's hilarious. It is so bad. And I'm so angry. They were mentioning Turn, Turn, Turn. They played it. And that's, of course, a song that was written by Bob Dylan. Some guy came out last week and he took a beating over it. I don't know what magazine or website he worked for, and he said that Paul Simon will just be a footnote and barely remembered as an American songwriter compared to Bob Dylan.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Ooh. Paul Simon is never going to be a footnote to anybody. Paul Simon is one of the best, the greatest American songwriters.
He's
my
crazy.
Opinion. My opinion.
I love him.
The best American songwriter in history.
Well, not the best, no.
I would say so.
But he's one of the best.
I'm not a Dylan guy. Dylan, all right, he wrote some good poems. Yep, okay, fine.
They put him on the cover of Sgt. Pepper's.
Come on. I don't care. I don't care.
Beatles. You like the Beatles?
I do.
The Beatles, right?
I do love the Beatles.
They thought Dylan was the man.
They thought Dylan was the man too. But if Paul Simon would have been this far along in his career, then maybe he would have made it. That album came out in 1967. Yeah. He was part of Simon and Garfunkel. He didn't amass the solo career after the greatest career as the most popular singing duo ever until Hall & Oates came along. I'm sorry. I will put Paul Simon's songbook up against anybody, including Dylan, and I'm choosing Paul Simon.
Dylan wins
10 times out of 10. Everybody will say Dylan because they think they're supposed to. And if they don't say it, then they somehow don't know what they're talking about. I'm sorry. He wrote great songs. I'm not saying he didn't. I'm not saying he sucks. I'm just saying Paul Simon has a greater, has a master greater contribution.
Garfunkel carried him.
Whoa.
Somebody's looking.
Again, you just want to push buttons today.
Bob Dylan, however, did at a time turn popular music into socially relevant music. I'm not denying that either. I understand his contribution. I just happen to favor Paul Simon's better.
Still to this day, Simon and Garfunkel, I saw that Garfunkel interview, CBS Sunday Morning. He's still a little bitter.
Yeah, I was going to say, he seems
about
like a
the
bitter.
Relationship.
Art Garfunkel, I think, had probably cause to be bitter, but I also think Art Garfunkel is a bit of a dick. Right? He comes off as a dick.
Yeah.
I read Paul Simon books, and Paul Simon did some stuff that, you know, he definitely... Look, he was the one who wrote the songs. He wrote Bridge Over Troubled Water, and he wrote it like in a half an hour. And he said, I think I wrote the greatest song ever written. And it was Bridge Over Troubled Water. And when you hear it, that song is so damn good.
It was one of my favorites.
But it wouldn't be as good without Garfunkel's crushing those vocals, you know? But, you know, there's just so much that Paul Simon, come on. Best metal writer, songwriter. Who in metal and in rock and roll, in your opinion, is the greatest songwriter in rock and roll? Never mind folk, never mind all that stuff.
I don't know. In rock right now or in general? I wouldn't say David Grohl. If these days, I wouldn't say
That's
David
not
Grohl.
Metal.
No, but like.
He asked you for metal.
He's a great rock writer. But a songwriter. Take the song.
I don't know how many of them are just the single. Like, I don't know if James Hetfield is the major
writer. Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's more of a collab these days.
Because metal people don't care about writing as much.
Well, you want to care about it because that's where the money's at.
But what I'm saying...
You look at the song notes, it says bang here.
No. But
bang,
what I'm saying is...
Bang on the table.
You never really hear people talk about heavy metal songwriters.
No.
It's all about the sound.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Whereas, if you're going to talk about songwriting, you may hate you too, but... Bono has written some of the most brilliant lyrics in a long time. He's a great songwriter. He is. He's unbelievable song lyrics. B.B. King was reading his song lyrics and goes, oh, my God, I can't believe this came out of a 27-year-old kid. B.B. King.
Well, what's his face from Guns N' Roses there? Said he cried when he heard One.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Greatest songwriter. Who do you like? Who do you like?
I have no idea.
Did Tom Petty write all of his own songs?
I think he
collaborated.
Yeah, but I don't think he wrote them all.
I think he wrote most of them, didn't he?
Mm.
Who's Elton's guy? Bernie.
I think he did. I think he did.
Bernie Taupin.
Bernie Taupin.
Yeah, he's a great... I mean, obviously, he gave them to Alt Elton, but that's...
Think about that. The guy's on one coast. He writes a song. He emails it over to another guy. And that guy writes music to it right afterwards.
I mean, Celine Dion has to thank Dee Snider for her career.
Dude, Sinatra never wrote a song. Never wrote a song. I don't think he did. Yeah, he had a song called Bang Bang, My Baby Shot Me Down. It was a brutal song about being dumped. It was written by Sonny Bono.
Oh. Well.
Sonny Bono. Wow, it's unbelievable. Well, I'm sorry.
Marvin Gaye wrote all of his own songs?
I believe he wrote What's Going On. I don't know if he wrote all the songs. Back then,
they just
buying a song from a writer was the way to go, you know?
I always found it interesting sometimes when you, back 50s, 60s, maybe even the 70s, Kelly could have put a song out and had, you know, decent success with it. Maybe me and Laura had a band. We grabbed the song and made
it. Look at Sinead O'Connor and Prince. Whitney Houston with Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You. That was...
Darius Rucker with Wagon Wheel. That was an Old Crow Medicine Show song. And what about...
do you like John Lennon or Paul McCartney? Better songwriter.
Paul McCartney.
Well, it's close, though.
He wrote the love songs, and Lennon wrote the sharper, socially edged songs.
Yeah, so who is the better writer there?
Paul McCartney. Helter Skelter, though.
Huh?
McCartney wrote Helter Skelter.
Did he? Oh, yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, no,
whoever sang
McCartney
it
all the way.
With the Beatles, right.
All the way.
You can't call that one.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm
calling it.
That's a tough one.
McCartney all the way.
That's a tough one.
Stevie Wonder?
Stevie Wonder's a great songwriter. I mean, in Supertramp, Roger Hodgson wrote the happy songs, and Rick Davies wrote the blues songs.
You say Brian Wilson, great songwriter?
Brian Wilson not only was a great songwriter,
but he didn't know he was.
Mike Love was the key to that band.
Yeah, but he was this.
You're just a dick.
He just likes pushing buttons.
The thing about Brian Wilson, the Beach Boys, we're talking rock history now. He was the first person that they ever, record company ever said, let him produce it. 22 years old. He started doing stuff like God Only Knows, and all of those songs were produced by him. You could get a whole orchestra in a room, and Brian Wilson would go, oboe, number two, not number one. You are off by a half a note. He was a genius. He had ears like people marvel at him, you know?
Cool. But he shit in a box.
Oh, Neil Young.
He
writes great.
He had a sandbox in his living room that he wrote Good Vibrations in. To my knowledge, he never shit in it.
He just built sandcastles.
And buried it. Neil Young is a great songwriter. Great songwriter. So.
Who else?
All right. Well, anyway.
This was
now
fun.
I'm going to be thinking of...
See, rock history.
Maybe we
like
should
this.
Do we have time tomorrow to do a playlist of... But it has to be... songwriters like well, they the
problem,
have
the problem with like that
Gordon
is
Lightfoot baby
the problem with that is like I'm a huge singer songwriter guy, none of them are rock and roll. Like he said, Gordon Lightfoot, great singer songwriter John Denver, great singer songwriter
not rock and roll, a good swimmer,
yeah,
or pilot.
Okay.
Remember, he died doing what he liked best, drinking
bad
a shitload of water while still being seatbelted.
Well, there it is, everybody. It's time to go. A great, beautiful day, everybody.
I gotta go practice reading.
Have a lovely day. Thanks for checking out the Buzz 24/7. You're brutal. We'll see you tomorrow.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.